Everybody, this is Flavio Romeo, and on this episode of the Towncast, we take you to PaisanCon. It was April 13th and 14th at the DoubleTree Hotel in Fairfield, New Jersey, and there were some great celebrities, surprise guests, food, shows, and just a lot of things to support the Italian heritage. I think you're going to enjoy it. All right, be well, everybody. DoubleTree Hotel in Fairfield, New Jersey, and let's go check out PaisanCon.
Hey, Federico Castelluccio, Catherine Narducci, and we even have some other celebrities. We've got Eric Roberts. Eric Roberts is here. And then you've got, Kathy Moriarty. She's the one that married the Raging Bull. That reminds me of my dad. My dad used to play the accordion. So a lot of the celebrities that are here, you got Lorraine Bracco, she's here. See her on Goodfellas and Sopranos. Chris Cerone, if you remember Goodfellas, he played a young Henry Hill. Chris Cerone is here. How you doing? Good. All right, so we're going to see if we can talk to somebody. See if we can come up and talk to Catherine Narducci. Catherine, very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
So, let me ask you, what does...
Can you do it again when I'm not drinking water?
Sure. All right, we're going to come up, we're going to say hi to a couple of my favorites, one being Catherine Narducci. It is such a great pleasure to meet you. What does PaisanCon mean to you?
What does it mean to me? It means gathering a bunch of Italians. Well, Paisan is friends, right?
Yeah, Paisano.
Like you're my Paisan, the heart. It brings people together, and it makes people happy, and... Italians love big gatherings, don't we? That's all, like, we love that.
Exactly.
And we love, it's passion. People come here, they're passionate about the people that they love, the characters that they love, maybe Sopranos, maybe a Bronx Tale, and they come with such joy and passion, and I think that's what it's really more about. It's like
Beautiful. Joy
and passion.
Yeah, thank you so much. Beautiful. Thank you. Enjoy it.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to keep moving on, guys. All right, so we had the opportunity of running into this young lady.
But I work in, I'm a hospitalist. I work in,
sure.
Her name is Roz.
Hospital medicine.
Valerie.
Oh, Valo. It's Valerie now.
It's Valerie. I have a new name. I'm Valerie.
Beautiful. Let me ask you a question since you're here. What does an event like this mean to you?
Well, the main thing is seeing all my old friends. I'm friends with Kathy. I love this guy. We did 5 movies together. I love his wife. I'm serious. I've known him for years. It's basically, to me, a party seeing my
Mickey
old
Mickey Rourke. Very good friend of his.
I just hug him. And he's mad that we didn't invite him. He was mad we didn't invite him
in
California.
LA?
Yes, he lives in Sherman Oaks. And he was like, why didn't he invite me? And I just, I wanted to invite him.
And he's Italian by association.
Yes, I think he really is Italian. He's half Italian.
He likes Italian food, though. I asked him.
He likes Italian food.
Eric and I did 5 movies together. We were in Lithuania together.
Really? What was the first movie you did with him?
That's a tough one.
You weren't in the Coca-Cola Kid, right?
No, the first movie I did with Eric, I think it was the Lithuanian movie. It was called Endangered Species, a sci-fi thing.
I've seen Endangered Species.
That's really funny.
And then we did a movie called Killer Weekend.
I have.
We shot it in Malibu. And then we did.
It's like an addiction for me. It's terrible.
I can't remember the name of all these movies. Then we did this movie we shot in Westchester. Anyway, I did five movies with him.
We quote that all day long.
Well, it's good to see you. Thank you.
No, it's great. So it's like a party. And then also, it's nice to see people that love The Sopranos and love your work.
Yeah.
It's fun, you know?
Yeah.
People, yeah, they like the work.
Yeah.
They like the show. So it's great. It's like a big party.
I'm so obsessed.
All right, so here we are. We got Alex Corrado. Hey, how are you doing?
Ciao, ragazzi.
And
come andiamo.
Talk about all the shows and movies you've been in. I know you've been in a ton.
Well, I was in Hannibal. I get eaten by the wild boars at the end. I was in a great movie with Danny Aiello called Dinner Rush. It was one of the first things I did. I was in Sex and the City. Gotham is what people know me for, especially at these cons. Usually I played Gabe, Penguin's henchman, and I was in Godfather of Harlem most recently, and a couple independent films.
Nice. And what does something like this type of, you know, this PaisanCon, this type of convention, what does this mean to you?
Honestly, to me, I was involved from the beginning with Nick Petito. This was his brainchild, and they really wanted, you know, to accentuate the positivity of the Italians, the culture, the food, the history. I'm an avid traveler to Italy, and I've been there three times this year already.
Where do you go?
And I go all over. But we love Venice. I proposed to my wife in Venice.
Oh, that's beautiful.
But I lived in Bologna for 8 years.
Did you really?
I also am a medical doctor. That was another lifetime ago.
Really?
Yes, I got out of that when I got into acting. But actually, you're here today at PaisanCon, the initial PaisanCon, and I'm launching Corrado Tours to Italy.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, only because people call me. I literally got a call from Sicily this morning. A friend of mine's there. And I got a call from Paris. I'm an avid traveler. And, you know, why not, you know, benefit from it?
So how can people find you?
Could find me at CorradoTours.com.
Nice.
Yes.
You're the new Mario Perillo.
I'm better than Mario.
No.
You know what? Mario is great. I shouldn't say it, but Steve, meds and meds.
Not so much.
No, but he's a great guy, but, you know, I know Italy better than him. No offense, Steve.
All right. So listen, CorradoTours.com.
CorradoTours.com. Look it up. We're launching our trips. You know, again, I do consulting on travel, private tours, and like group tours. So
that's beautiful.
Check it out.
Thank you so much.
CorradoTours.com.
All right.
Tante belle cose.
Tante belle
cose. Ciao, ciao.
Thank you. All right, we're going to take a walk. We're going to take a walk to see the vendors. A lot of vendors here at PaisanCon. So we're going to take a look and see some of the things that are being sold.
You want some? You want some?
Famiglia Benevenia. Oh, there he is.
One guy that was interesting to talk to is making a documentary.
Excuse me. So there's Sean. You know Sean is the agent for Tommy DeVito. All right, we're lucky enough to meet Sean Stellato. Sean Stellato, thank you so much. Sean, this is also, I didn't realize that you wrote books.
Yeah, you know what? I'm very passionate about literacy. My daughter, Gianna, suffers from juvenile arthritis. We decided when she got sick to write a children's book together. She took her passion for ballet.
How old?
She was 5 when she was diagnosed. She's 17 now, but we started writing before we went to, she was 13 years old.
Which one?
This was the first book that dropped, Football Magic. It's kind of like The Goonies meets Harry Potter.
Oh, and, that's awesome.
And we took a Coach Belichick of the Patriots, endorsed it, which we're very grateful for that. And I've represented 14 Super Bowl champions with them. And then my other daughter, Sophia Bella, has celiac disease. And we wrote a kid's picture book that's spearheading a movement for celiac disease, which is an autoimmune disease. And then my baby, No Backing Down, it's kind of like a Remember the Titans meets Friday Night Lights. Very passionate about this, preserving legacy.
Salem High School?
Yeah, Salem High School, Salem, Mass. The Witches, And my connection to the story is I was the quarterback living with my dying grandmother. And this has all the, some of the most, I would say, colorful characters, divine intervention, it's faith-based, Italian quarterback, Italian coach, Italian grandmother. That's a three-piece right there.
So what is, what does something like Paisan Con mean to you?
You know, I think it, it brings the heritage together. And the beauty about Italians is we're more than just, you know, there's that stereotypical, you know, what a, an Italian is. We love family. We love to cook. Our heritage is important. And, you know, we're business people. A lot of entrepreneurs in here, a lot of comedians. And just blessed to be here. Very humbled by the, you know, seeing my guy, what he's been able to do, Tommy DeVito, and being able to bring in a jersey like this, everything's coming full circles.
And it's great that you've given, that you've made it possible to have access, because so many people love him. He was at Bogey's Hoagies. It's one of our favorite spots.
Yeah, and unbelievable spot right there.
Yeah.
Chicken cutlet is, it's like Tommy cutlet.
Well, thank you so much. I wish you all the best. And hopefully we're going to do a book signing.
Yeah, I'd love to. We are. We're going to do a book signing with my client, Chris Mannertz, tied in with the Giants. Maybe we'll get Tommy back in the loop in the fall. But, yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to bring everybody together. And that's what it's, what
it's
about
all
being
about.
Italian family.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Sean.
God bless.
You have a lot of great vendors, and we had the opportunity of talking to the president of the Italian American Service Organization, Unico National, and we're gonna see if we can grab him real quick. All right, so we're gonna stop. We're gonna say hi to Ralph Contini. Ralph Contini is the president, the national president, right, of Unico. So tell me about Unico. What is Unico?
Well, Unico National is the premier Italian-American service organization in the United States of America.
Really?
And Unico, through our Italian-American men and women, come together in local chapters throughout the country. It's in about 12, 13 states now. And we celebrate our rich Italian heritage and culture. So some of the things we support, Unico National supports numerous scholarships. Over the year, Unico National awards in excess of $1 million in scholarships and charitable awards. Some of the charities that we support at the local and national level include cancer research and prevention, Cooley's Anemia. We also do work with food banks and shelters, Alzheimer's Research Now,
wow,
and a number of other local causes. And of course, we also celebrate our culture and heritage, and we also promote and honor our veterans, Italian American veterans.
That's beautiful. Is there a website? You guys have a website?
Yes, you can go at unico.org or on social media, on Instagram and Facebook, Unico National. So check us out, and if you like what you see, perhaps there's something that might want you to join in our mission.
So you can become a member of Unico.
Become a member of Unico.
Oh, that's beautiful.
We have two types of memberships. We have our chapter membership. If you live in a community which has a chapter, you would go through that process. If you're in a at large, not in a community that has a Unico chapter, you can be our national member. And here's some information, step one, step two, step three, on how to become a national member.
Beautiful. So UnicoNational.org.
Unico.org.
Oh, Unico.org. Just Unico.org.
The website where you'll find much more information.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Okay, piacere, grazie. Thank you. You have pain as yet. Everything you can imagine. You know, we're going to take a walk over here because I love this shirt. See that? Make America Italian again. All right, guys, it's by far and away my favorite shirt of the entire convention. Make America Italian Again. Mike Marino.
What's happening?
How are you?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Good, good. So, listen, you're stand-up comic, TV, films, and now you're touring.
I'm on tour right now. It's going to take me till 2025. I have a new show called Welcome to the Family, which is an extension of Make America Italian Again. You get it? However, I still am running for President of the United States, and in 2024, when I get into the White House, I'm just going to change the colors.
All right, that's it. Look at Marino 2024.
Yes.
So people can go on your website,
MikeMarino.net. Catch the Thunder. Buy some swag. 100% of the proceeds to all these shirts that I sell go right in my pocket.
But you make no bones about it. Everybody knows.
Of course not. What bones? I see no bones.
Listen, he's on tour. Make sure you check him out. And we're going to get him on the podcast, right? You're going to come on and talk to our friends. All right, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a great show.
All right, I ran into, when I was talking to Ralph from Unico, I ran into Roz.
Maierino.
Roz, what's your last name?
Maierino.
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 Roz Maierino.
And what was fascinating is that I've been now going through this dilemma of trying to get dual citizenship since I was born in Italy, and it's impossible for me to do it. And she happens to be an attorney specializing in immigration issues.
In Italian immigration. I mean, it was like...
There are no accidents.
No, it's magic.
That's my mother and father putting me together with you right here.
That's it.
And my brother.
I mean, you did bad.
Huh?
You did bad.
I did bad,
like,
I know.
We'll figure it out for you.
So you know my story.
I know your story.
And you're thinking... So I moved here when I was 4 years old in 66, 67. I became a citizen at 18, which now... excludes me from getting dual citizenship.
Bad boy.
And they changed the law in 92.
They did.
So we're pushing. I'm talking to the governor of New Jersey to try to push.
What are you pushing?
I'm pushing to try to get him to talk to the Italians and say, hey, you changed the law in
92. You talked to me with the Italians.
All right, so tell me.
What the governor going to do for you? You know what, the governor, nothing. We will help you. First of all, take care of you. You do got to go back to Italy.
So,
for just a minute, a little New York minute, and then boom, bada bing.
So anybody that's struggling right now, if they're watching this, they're listening to this, how do they get a hold of you?
Bespoke Italian Citizenship. We are on Instagram and Facebook and all sorts
It's called, what's it called?
Bespoke Italian Citizenship.
Bespoke.
Because we tailor your Italian journey to your background.
Roz, I can't wait to get a hold of you. You're going to help me. You're going to help my wife, my kids, my brother, his kids, and a lot of people that are watching this that are in the same boat.
We're going to make you all dual citizens.
Thank you so much.
That's what we do.
Thank you, Roz.
Absolutely.
All right, so we're coming up here. It's the Archdiocese of Newark. Archdiocese di Newark.
And we've got Mike here. Mike, thank you so much for taking a little bit of time. So tell me a little bit about the what you guys are doing here.
Yeah, sure. So the apostolate, we're a bunch of young Catholics passionate about our faith, our Italian-American heritage, and we work to keep those traditions alive, everything our ancestors brought from the old country. We work to keep those alive here in America because they're really important to who we are. So we work to support various feasts. We got the Madonna della Fontana and San Michele feast coming up in Newark. We also got the Feast of Our Lady in Mount Carmel, La Madonna di Monte Vergine in Garfield. We got an annual pilgrimage we do to the Shrine of Padre Pio in Pennsylvania. That's a really cool feast because it's a replica of what they have in San Giovanni Rotondo, where Padre Pio's from.
Really?
Yes.
And you have a website that people can...
Yeah. So we got an Instagram, Newark_Italian_Apostolato. That's a best way to stay updated with all of our events and stuff.
So people can follow, they can like, and they'll get updates and so on?
Yep. And our next meeting coming up is April 29th at St. Francis Church in Hoboken. If you want to come to that, you're more than welcome.
And I'm looking at Mother Cabrini. The movie just came out, right?
Yep, the movie just came out.
About Mother Cabrini.
Yep.
So can you talk a little bit about Mother Cabrini?
Yeah, sure. So, she's a nun. She came over from Italy. She worked to build schools, convents, to minister to all the Italian immigrants here in America because there was a major need for, the Catholic catechism and teaching and, health care to all the immigrants who were living in America. We just did a movie just came out about her. We rented the movie theater out in Hawthorne and we sold out the tickets.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was a hit movie and a big success.
That's awesome. And Federico Castelluccio is in the other room, was in the movie.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. And I understand you're related to this guy.
I am, yes.
Hey, Pat. How do you know this guy?
This is my nephew.
Pat DeMarcos from Bogey's Hoagies, who's been a big supporter of the Towncast and of Hawthorne and of his nephew.
100%.
Thank you so much. So what does something like this mean to you?
I'll tell you what, I didn't know what to make of it when I got up here. It's pretty amazing. I mean, the turnout's amazing. You know, all the pride that's here is unbelievable. You know, this is like the Italian people. You know, we're a different breed.
Now you're going to be at the pasta eating contest?
I'm going to try to be.
thank you so much, Mike. Thank you.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It.
Yeah,
thank
yeah.
you. All right, so I can't believe I ran into this guy. So this is a good Italian boy. His name is David Brown, and I met this guy. It has to be 25 years ago.
Yeah.
I met him. He was doing a Jackie Gleason look-alike event, and I was there as Rudy Giuliani.
That's so good to see you, man.
Yeah,
I remember you, man.
Yeah.
Rudy Giuliani, baby. Back in the day, we used to do these meet and greets as different celebrities, and I used to do this Ralph Cramden impersonation without the beard and the old Norton.
Yeah.
you put it on, put the whole thing, and I did a lot of that Ralph Cramden impersonations, but mainly I do a lot of TV films, commercials, voiceovers, the gamut, the whole thing I sing and do all of that, but, you know, it's not an advertiser for myself. I'm just glad to see my friend over here.
It's been forever, a long time, brother. Man.
But we're here at PaisanCon, and I'm here. I actually got my little nephew, who's not little anymore. But come here, Ed. So this is Ed. He's the next one in line to be in the movies.
How we doing, guys?
Look at the face on his kid.
Hey, anybody watching him? Snatch him up.
I'm telling you, this kid, Eddie Mafia, the good Mafia. I'm telling you, and Eddie Mafia, and he's my beautiful looking nephew here. He's a beautiful heart, beautiful kid, and fifth degree black belt. If anybody wants to mess with me, I sent them along to help. Yeah.
So what does PaisanCon mean for you guys?
Oh man, honestly, it's a great opportunity to experience it here with him. You know, we were coming here, me and my buddies, filming interviews, things like that. But to share it with my uncle, guy, my family, it's really special. It's a lot of fun, town culture, great celebration. It's been a
absolutely,
great day.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. We're gonna have a great time here today, meeting and hanging out with all some friends of mine who are in the business and others that I'm meeting for the first time today. But it's a good time to mix and mingle. And Eddie and his crew over here, they're doing a lot of the media for the event specifically, and we're just gonna have a great time, and I'm so happy to run into you, my friend.
Same here, man.
All right, man. Good
Same
to see
here.
You.
Good to
have
see
a
you
great
too.
Day, man. Enjoy.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Good meeting you.
All right, I don't know if you're familiar with this guy, but he's probably one of the youngest. Well, he is the youngest celebrity here, and it's not Luciano. Luciano, thank you so much. Good seeing you.
Good seeing you too.
So tell me a little bit about your sidekick here.
My sidekick, the guy that took over my shop. And since then, I'm trying to get fired. He won't even let me go. That's what's happening. That's my sidekick.
So how long have you guys been working together?
Oh, he was six. He grew up in a shop, but, 6 years old. He's been in a shop. He's been pulling the tools out of my hands when he was six. Like, no, Daddy, I'll do it. I'll do it, Daddy. I'll do it, Daddy. So the screwdriver and whatever, and he started doing it. And since then, he's just completely in love with fixing cars, building them, the imagination it takes to put something together.
So you could put a whole car, you could put a whole engine together?
That's it right there. Right,
you
here.
Did this?
He blueprinted it. He knew what cars, he knew where he put it together.
You put that whole thing together?
It's on video.
Yeah. Wow. So what is it you love about working on cars?
What I love about working on cars is a car comes in and let's say it's leaking brake fluid or something, and you replace the part and you fix the car, and sometimes it's not even all about replacing the parts, about fixing the car itself, repairing it, like in the collision work. Car smashed, you just brought it back to life, like it just came off the assembly line again, right?
You like that. You like being able to take it broken, fix it, and watch them drive away.
Right. But what's your favorite part about the shop?
My favorite part about the shop, right here.
There you go.
Yeah, you better say that.
That's right. Now you have a ride home.
Yeah. Or maybe I wouldn't have the ride home. No, him.
Too young to drive, but old enough to fix an engine.
He's doing burnouts up and down the driveway with some of my pickup trucks and cars that I have. It's on his channel.
Well, we'll make sure to promote your channel. Tell me your channel.
Giuseppe's Garage.
Across the board, YouTube.
All right, check that out everywhere. Everything. Check it out on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and I'll be looking for you.
You got it.
All right, have a great show, guys.
You too.
All right, thank you.
See you later.
All right, so we wanted to stop to the one and only, one of the best Italian baseball players in the history of the game, Gianfranco. Thank you so much for coming on. What does something like this mean to you?
Oh, it's just great to see a bunch of Italians in the room. Great actors, some great athletes. It's good to see that the Italian community come together for something like this.
How was it playing baseball? Because there's not a lot of Italians in baseball.
It was great. I mean, I enjoyed every minute of it. Gave me an opportunity to do things for myself and for my family. But it's a lot of hard work, a lot of sacrifice, but at the end it all works.
Well, I look forward to seeing you in the Hall of Fame.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Right. Thank you so much. All right, so listen, if you missed out this year on PaisanCon, when it comes rolling around again next year, make sure that you come. You're going to see a lot of great people. There's a lot of great food, some terrific vendors, and definitely a lot of celebrity sightings, autographs, pictures. And you guys all have a great time. All right. Be well, everybody.